Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. You know, I have to tell you that there's been so much going on that has been weighing on my spirit. All that I'm feeling has just been the cries of the people who love God and God's children. And so if you've been looking at our social media lately, what I've been doing is just sharing prayers. And I find myself in constant prayer. And I think that that's a good thing, because it's actually allowing me to balance some of my feelings about what's going on. Yeah, it's a blessing to be alive, to be able to start a new week, and to also be able to feel and understand the emotions that we may find ourselves experiencing. And so I've been taking this sign of prayers as the understanding of my heart, and reflecting deeply on the prayers. And many times my prayers are too long to be one post, and I truncate them so that if someone else is feeling the need or wants to, they also have a small prayer that they can focus on for the day, or share with someone that they love that they know is going through something. But I'm also feeling tired, and I'm taking that as an indication that I just need to rest and continue to pray for those in pain, and also to pray for the energy and healing of humanity. And I think that that's something we all can do. Because I know that my heart isn't the only one that's aching for humanity right now. And I'm feeling for people all over the world. I'm feeling for those dealing with earthquakes, with floods, with famine. And so it helps me to stay balanced when I stop and pray for their relief. And when I take time to recognize other people's struggles, it allows me to keep going and to really stay focused on putting more positive energy into the world to help people who maybe can't find a reason for joy in their life, or maybe they're fighting a battle, a different battle. And so think of these things, and I put my heart on the page for God. I take it as my contribution, and I'm hoping that you continue to pray for others as well. I think God loves it when we have a caring heart and we have a loving spirit, and I know that God hears our prayers. And so I want to ask you to keep praying, to keep believing, and to keep uplifting one another, because it seems like there's a crisis in every corner. We have famine in the land of plenty, and we have poverty in the land of abundance. We have crime in the land that swears it is a Christian country. And sometimes it just gets to be a little hard to understand. But I think that, you know, people say that there's an American dream, and I see that American dream just fading away for a lot of God's people. And it's nothing that we're doing to make that happen. You have homeless children out there. You have mothers who are striving every day, working 3 and 4 jobs, trying to find a way to hold on to the leverage they have left to keep a roof over their children's heads. You have seniors out there who are struggling to pay for food, and you have people that are searching for any kind of relief. And so while I'm looking forward to a point where we can get back to more positive and uplifting topics, I am also thankful that God is giving me the spirit of prayer at this moment in life. And so I hope you don't mind me closing out our session today with a couple of the latest prayers that I've written. I'm hoping that this is helping someone out there, because I know it's helping me. So I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes and to get comfortable and to just relax. Dear amazing Father, thank you for the divine gift of another glorious day. I do not know what today will bring. What I do know is that with your love, today will be a blessing. I do not always understand what's going on around me. Father, I trust you, and I stand with you in spirit, truth, love, unity, and wisdom. I'm counting on you to continue to make it through. I pray this simple prayer through your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. The second prayer I want to share with you is also very short and sweet. Dear loving Father, now more than ever before, your children need you. Father, this world seems lost, and many people are unwell, distressed, and confused. Some of your children are so far morally awry that they no longer care about right or wrong. Their actions show that they have turned their back on your truth. Dear amazing Father, please hear our cries for relief. Please show us the best way forward so that we can help your children. We know that we just need to continue to rely on you for your goodness, because all you are is good. Please continue to touch our hearts. Show us the way to lift our spirits and the way to be of service to you. Father, I know that you always know what's in my heart, and I just need your direction. I pray this through your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So whatever you're facing today, you know, take a few moments to start your day or restart your day, whatever you need to do. And to just focus on God's spirit and trust that he is hearing the cries from your heart. I'm going to pray that we continue to find relief at the feet of God. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Continue faithfully on your journey. And remember that God stands with you in every storm. Be well.